Hello, and welcome to the 164th episode of Crosby's Nine, where we look at English from all angles, vocabulary, expressions, grammar, phrasal verbs, spelling, pronunciation, and speaking. And many people say, how can I improve my speaking by listening to Drew's podcast, Imitate Me? Maybe it's nostalgia, but lately I've been thinking about how simple things were in the 70s. I was born at the beginning of the 70s. In fact, I was 3 at the beginning of the 70s. Please repeat, I was 3 at the beginning of the 70s. And I was 13 at the end of the 70s. So that's a long time. Well, that's 10 years. But looking back, it seemed to be a simpler time. What do you think? Those of you who remember the 70s. One thing that comes to mind when I think of the 70s are the expressions on t-shirts. It was a thing. It was cool to wear a t-shirt with an expression on it or a saying. And one of the most popular sayings, remember how we pronounce that word, saying, 2 syllables, saying. One of the most popular sayings from the 70s was, keep on truckin'. People had t-shirts that said, keep on truckin'. What does the expression keep on truckin' mean? Well, it's a phrase of encouragement. It's telling someone to continue to do something with enthusiasm, to continue to try to succeed. But it's just funny to me because everybody said it back in the 70s. Hey man, keep on trucking, which basically means just keep on going despite setbacks. Setback, one word. How do you spell it? S-E-T-B-A-C-K. Repeat, S-E-T-B-A-C-K. Once again, remember your letters are important. Yeah, you need to recognize every single letter quickly. And I know you're getting better. So what's a setback? A setback is an event that could be negative. It makes you feel bad. It could discourage you from continuing. That's okay, man. Hey, don't worry about it. Keep on trucking. Trucking. If you listen, I am not pronouncing the final G in that word, trucking. I am saying trucking. Well, there's an interesting concept there. It's called G-dropping. It's when we don't pronounce the final G in a word, which is usually the gerund, the ing. We simply drop the G. Remember, the verb to drop means to eliminate or to get rid of in this case. So the term is called G-dropping, and it refers to this phenomenon in English where we don't pronounce the final G, like walkin' or nothing. Some of you who like music might be familiar with Bob Dylan's song called Blowin' in the Wind. Please repeat, blowin' in the wind. It's blowing in the wind. But since Dylan uses the G-dropping concept here, it's spelled B-L-O-W-I-N apostrophe, and there is no G, so it's called G-dropping. And I could call it G-droppin', I could use the concept of G-dropping to refer to how to pronounce G-dropping by saying G-droppin'. Anyway, you all get the point, right? So my question is, are the 70s coming back? Because many of you may have seen the 2024 Grammys. There were little pieces of the 70s throughout the 2024 Grammys. Miley Cyrus, for example, performed in a beautiful outfit designed by a guy named Bob Mackey. When I was a kid, I sound like a grandfather. When I was a kid back in the 70s, but really, Bob Mackey was incredible. He still is incredible. He continues to make these wonderful designs and clothing costumes for men and women. And he was very popular back in the 1970s, and he designed a wonderful outfit for Miley Cyrus, who performed at the 2024 Grammys. And did you see her hair? Please repeat. Did you see her hair? Did you see her hair during the 2024 Grammys? How high it was? Her hair was high. Please repeat. Her hair was high. Yeah, she had big hair, or what we call high hair, which was also very popular back in the 1970s. So we could continue to talk about fashions of the 70s, like, for example, the Adidas Samba shoe. Everybody knows the Adidas Samba, which was huge in the 70s. Actually, that shoe was designed in 1949. The one I like, which was also popular in the 1970s, was the Adidas Gazelle. Please repeat, Gazelle. How do you spell Gazelle? G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, which was a shoe produced by Adidas in 1966. What about the telephone? When I think of simplicity, I think of the telephone in the 1970s. We didn't have voicemail. We only had one line. And if the line was busy, you called back. Please repeat. If the line was busy, you called back. And if you called back and the line was busy again, it didn't matter. You hung up and you called back. Once again, please repeat. You hung up and you called back. What's the infinitive of hung up? Hang up. To hang up the telephone is when you finish your conversation. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. And you hang up. Right? Now remember, it's an irregular verb. Hang, hung, hung. The funny thing is, what are we hanging up? Because in the old days, we would hang up the receiver. Please repeat. In the old days, we would hang up the receiver. Well, to hang up means to return the telephone to its original position in the stand. Nobody hangs up telephones today. We simply push a button. So that was a simple concept. I mean, if the line was busy, you called back. Busy, busy, busy. Remember how we pronounce the word B-U-S-Y. B-U-S-Y is pronounced busy. What about coffee? You know, when I think of coffee, which I love, back in the 70s, you only had two options. It was simple. When you ordered coffee, people would ask you, cream or sugar? Maybe there was another question, regular or decaf? Today, it is so complex ordering coffee. Would you like a venti frappuccino with flavor and lactose-free soy milk? Oh, I just want a simple coffee. And what about paying for things? In the 70s, paying for things was so simple. Please repeat. In the 70s, paying for things was so simple. How did you pay for things in the 70s? By check or cash? Cash or check? That was a typical question back in the 70s when you paid for something. Okay, that's $27.66. Cash or check? Cash or check. Today, we have 16,000 different credit cards and debit cards and point programs and loyalty programs. And anyway, I think I'm simply going through a period of nostalgia, thinking back to how simple the 70s were. Well, we have reached the end of this podcast. Please go back and listen to this episode. Repeat what I ask you to repeat. Try to consolidate the new vocabulary and the expressions, and you will see very quickly how much you improve your English. Thanks once again for tuning into Crosby's 9. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.